It's episode 5 of the Club Penguin Podcast. Welcome, penguins, to another fun-packed edition of the Club Penguin Podcast. I'm Emilio.
And I'm Peter.
And we'll be your hosts for today.
Let's have some quick announcements before the news.
Well, one big new announcement is there's going to be a new contest. Yes, Peter's here to talk about this new igloo contest.
Yeah, we're going to have, like, 3 contests. It's going to be all different types of igloo contests. Emilio will explain more.
Alright, there's going to be 3 categories. There's going to be ridiculously expensive, which is, like, LCDs everywhere.
Yeah, big screens, dance floors, like, and, like, a big expensive house.
Yeah, then there's going to be, like, homey, like, you could really live there. It looks really nice.
Yeah, like, rugs on the floor, you know, couches, like,
seats,
I don't know.
Perfect arrangement. And then there's creative. Right now, I'm going to be showing some pictures of creative igloos. There's...
Well, my friend gave me this idea, and I put some, fire torches behind the speakers, and it looks really awesome.
It looks like the speakers are sort of flaming. That's sort of creative. Another one was, during Christmas, I walked into this igloo, and there's this huge Christmas tree. I'm like, wow, how'd you get that, dude? And then he's like, I just put, like, 50 Christmas trees together, so that's another great creative idea. Also, fishbowl tower, that sort of things. Email your pictures to clubpenguinpodcast@gmail.com, and we're going to be, when are we going to be deciding the contest winners, Peter?
Well, just like the last one, we gave you about a month, so what would you say?
Yeah, close to a month, maybe? Don't know.
We'll find the exact date pretty soon.
Actually, I'm looking at the date right now. Could be the end of March, like March 31st.
Yeah, March 31st, how about?
All right, send in your pictures there. I know on an Apple computer, you can take a screenshot by pressing Apple Shift 4. I don't know if you can do it on PCs, but if anyone knows how to do it, please email us.
Well, there's a new thing we're coming out with, Amelia. What is this?
Alright, this is going to be a new way of interacting with us. It's going to be called the Club Penguin Podcast Newsletter. Pretty much, you can email us and tell us that you'd like to be in the newsletter, and every so often, Peter and I will send this big old paragraph out of, like, how many people sign up for the newsletter, telling, like, if there's new secrets, if their secrets will include images with the things circled around them, when the next show's coming out, like, Club Penguin glitches, sort of like the new instant news. Like, you don't have to wait for the podcast. You can just sign up for our newsletter, and we'll send it to all you guys. Also, you can feel free to still email us with tips and stuff. This is just going to be, like, us announcing all the stuff instead of having to email each of our fans individually. We'll just email out in a bulk.
That's it for all the new announcements we've got. Let's get into the news.
Oh, Peter, what's the newest thing in Club Penguin in time?
Well, the clock.
It's the clock. I thought it was going to be in that space in the plaza. Doesn't that make the most sense?
Yeah, because the snow forts is just like a random place for like nothing. Pretty much just for hanging out if you want to talk to someone.
Yeah, it's not exactly a place where a clock would be. I guess Club Penguin is sort of feeling not that many people were going to the snow fort, so maybe just put a clock there, more people will come. What surprised me was this wasn't a clock tower. It's sort of like a huge digital clock sort of thing.
Yeah, when they say it runs on snowballs, it doesn't really. It's just on Pacific time.
Yeah, they say it's on Penguin Standard Time, but it's just really running on Pacific time, which I was surprised. I thought, it either run on your computer's time or
Eastern time.
Yeah, that's where Club Penguin headquarters is. But it didn't run on any of those. The last clocks ran on your computer's time. On last podcast, we talked about the cuckoo clock. I just changed mine 1 minute before a half an hour, then snapped a screenshot when the cuckoo claim came out. But I changed my computer's clock, and it still didn't change the big clock. And so another unfortunate thing is all the other clocks in Club Penguin are now synced to this.
Yeah, but like when they say, just like I said before, it's not round snowballs, even if you hit that little target, which is kind of fun to hit. Also, if you look, if anyone knows the code for the secret, you can translate this. It may just say, like, clock or something, but we haven't done this. The bottom right-hand corner, there's a little message in the secret agent code.
Well, I actually decoded it, and when I first saw it, it was just BYG, But then I took a space apart and it just says by G, which is the guy who made it.
Oh, so nothing important, but there may be new stuff coming out on it.
Yeah, hopefully G has released 2 new things, Peter. What's this second new thing that G just released?
Well, a great coin consumer. Kind of not that fun, a little boring, but the Pizza Rona 3000.
Oh yeah, that is the hot new game in Club Penguin. Peter and I, our predictions were correct. We predicted on the last show there would be a new game, and we found out the next day there was going to be a new game. But we thought it was going to be an arcade game. It seemed right that it'd go into the pizza, the pizza parlor would get something new that was sort of like a forgotten place. But I was really expecting a new arcade game.
Yeah, like say if you're a non-member, you'd want to go in the pizza place just to hear the music and like pretend to chat and like say waiter and see the piano. But yeah, we thought a new arcade game, but I guess Thin Ice just came out, so the pizza place really did need something behind those curtains.
But it was sort of strange that I'm now thinking that even though the new game, maybe Club Penguin expected it to bring more traffic in, but it may actually take traffic out of the pizza parlor. People may just be coming in to play the game, not just hanging out.
Well, many of you know this, and many of you have told us this, but if you haven't learned, a great way to play Pizza Rona 3000 is the candy lever. In the bottom right-hand corner, there's a little candy lever, and you switch it. A great thing about this is when you're playing, you get double the coins on tips and everything. You can get, like, 1,000 coins I've gotten.
And Chirpy, 123 ABC, sent us a picture of his perfect score, and it's something like 1,000 coins on
the candy mode. Yeah, 1,200 or something. It's great.
Yeah, if you don't mess up on any pizza. It does sort of go the same speed, but you get double the coins, double the tip, and also, in more detail, there's this sort of red lever on the machine, like below the conveyor belt, but yeah. It's in the starting screen, right when it says, like, how to play, start thing. You see this red lever, click on it, it'll switch over to candy, and you can play that. Also, a great way to play Pizza Rama 3000 is full screen Club Penguin. Yes, we're not joking. We said this on the first or second show that there was a full screen Club Penguin, and it's great. It has so many more features than the actual Club Penguin.
Yeah, well, for the Pizza Rama 3000, you can already see. You can already work on the pizza when it tells you what ingredients to put on. And also, some fun stuff to see is, like, if you go on the top of the lighthouse, you can actually see, like, the other half of the lighthouse on the outside. It's quite amazing how Club Penguin did that.
Well, I think they just sort of designed everything in Club Penguin, then they just selected the area that penguins really want to see in the normal Club Penguin.
Well, yeah, probably. But seriously, for the Pizza Rona 3000, always play full screen because you can get so many more coins since you can put the ingredients on way quicker and at the end.
You're probably wondering where full screen is now. When you go to clubpenguin.com, it's pretty simple. After like the address, when you press play now, it says play.clubpenguin.com. Put a slash if there's not already one there. Then type in load, then put a dot, and then put in SWF. It may download this file on your desktop first. That's a side effect on PCs. But if not, it'll just directly go to full screen Club Penguin. And it's really cool. Like, also, if you change the window, it'll fit to the window. Like, if you made your window really small but really long, you'll be able to see all the pizza. Like, I work on the pizza coming out. Also, if you scrunch up the screen so it's really tall, there'll be this little, if you're in a room with sound, there'll be this little horn. If you click on the horn, it'll actually mute the music. So let's say you're trying to listen to your music while you're playing Card Server, no problem. Just hit that mute button. There's also a blue puffle, like, just a blue puffle sitting above the game for some odd reason. And then there's this tools, menus, and messages thing. And I don't know what that does. If anyone can figure out what they do, email us at clubpenguinpodcast@gmail.com.
For some odd reason, and there's probably going to be an explanation to this when Rock Hopper comes, there's the new pin is a shrimp. If you want to find it, it's up on the dance lounge, and it's a little shrimp on a table in the far corner.
Actually, I think it's just for Pizza Rama 3,000. It makes sense because one of the toppings is a shrimp.
Oh, yes.
But yeah. Why not a pizza? Also, a great weird thing in Club Penguin is a bottle. It's really strange. Rock Hopper sent it. He talks about a stowaway on a ship called Bambi, and...
Yeah, I don't really get it. I read the note, and I have, like, no idea. But if you go on Club Penguin, Emilio found it. I don't know how. He'll explain it. But you can actually find the picture of Bambi with, like, a little wristband on.
No, not exactly. You can't find a picture of him. But, he hangs out a mammoth around the dock. Well, the dock is where he was seen, and then he disappeared off to the town. You can actually become friends with him, and... The way you can tell if it's him, not just some guy like with the name Bambi, is when you click on his player card, he'll actually have a shiny little bracelet like Rock Hopper described he had. And the note said something about like Bambi not being accepted in Club Penguin, and what do you think about this?
Yeah, I don't really care about the note, but I just can't wait till Rock Hopper comes back. He always brings great stuff, and for you non-members, free items.
Yeah, problem though, it's already the 4th of March right now, and we're sitting down to record this podcast, but no Rock Hopper in the telescope. He's expected to come back March 9th, so I don't know if he could be delayed. In the note, it said the way he dropped Bambi off was he came back as fast as he could, where no penguins could see him and dropped him off, and sped back to Rock Hopper Island. That could mean late.
I doubt it. It's probably just a thing Club Penguin that let him off. But Rock Hopper should come back, because I love when he comes. He always has stuff, and it's hard to find him, but a couple people have.
Yeah, and a great thing with the, well, not exactly a great thing. It's just sort of a ploy to get penguins to be nice. In the note, it talks about, like, Bambi not being accepted. So I think it's just one of Club Penguin's ways to have, like, they stuck the bottle there for close to a week. So the excitement, like, really built up. And then it's sort of just a ploy to get penguins to be nice.
Yeah, it's kind of worth nothing to me. HQ getting old, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, no more penguins are in it anymore. We went into, like, a full server. And there are only...
There's, like, three people in it.
It's not becoming, like, the big hot thing. People are just using their cell phone to teleport.
Yeah, not even. They're just using the map. HQ's kind of getting old. There hasn't been a mission for a long time, and, you know, people want a mission, like, at least once a month. Come on, we haven't had one for 2 months.
I know. There's only two missions, and the mission thing has been around for, like, 5-6 months. It's really getting old. I'm looking forward to a new mission. I just visited the HQ today. I haven't visited in, like, months. Well, another great new magazine in Club Penguin is the clothing catalog.
Yeah, they came up with a lot of items that, well, not a lot of items that used to be here, but some new ones and good ones that came back, grand new ones, like, I don't know, like
a green turtleneck sweater. They didn't take much stuff out of it, which was really good, and they brought a lot of stuff in. I liked the leprechaun suit a lot, the tie, there's the trendy sunglasses. Peter really likes those.
Yeah, those are funny. And then, you know, the rain jacket, just for fun.
And those boots. And they brought out the newspaper hat for the public to see.
Yeah.
And the floppy hat and all that. It's got some really, really good new additions. Some stuff that I wasn't a member before, and they brought them back in the catalog, so I managed to buy the stuff.
Yeah. But we'll tell you later from the listener feedback section. Thank you, everyone. We'll mention your names later in the show. Thank you for telling us all the secrets for the catalog. We probably couldn't have found them out without you.
Yeah, we're going to say, like, starting now, if we get our secrets through listeners, we're going to say all the secrets at the end of the show. So, no secrets now, but wait till the end of the show.
Nothing really new, nothing important. We just wanted to bring it up. The new cards.
Yeah, those, they're pretty cool. Cards are a really nice addition to Club Penguin. I think it sort of brings people more together. You can invite people to your igloo.
Yeah, that's the cool one.
Yeah, but they're really expanding them out now. It's sort of hard to pick which card you want. And I'm not saying they're pricey. I mean, Peter and I have thousands of coins. But I think you should be allowed to send your friends cards for free.
Yeah, or at least 5 coins. You know, 10 coins. If you want to have, like, a big igloo party and say, go to my igloo, and you, like, want to invite people actually, and they get male non-members, which really want to come, you know, you have to, if you want, like, 5 people, which isn't even that much, you probably want 100, that's, like, 100 coins, and maybe some of them won't even come.
But I think a great new feature to Club Penguin would be, like, If you click on your friends list, and then there's that part where you can choose your friends, and then there's that skull, and then there's just, like, a face with no mouth. That's all the people in the room. I think there should be, like, a way you can send bulk cards to, like, everyone in the room for just, like, 50 coins. You can send 50, everyone 75. A card. It'd be really, really cool. Well, that's all for the news today. Let's go into the observations part of Club Penguin. Many new things have been, like, just popping out around Club Penguin, and we're gonna say them.
Just some new additions that Club Penguin comes up. No one really notices. He's, like, little tubes popping up at the dock, and Mila will go into more detail about it.
Well, yeah, one of them, Peter just said it, is the tubes popping up at the dock if you just move your mouse. I think the funnest one is at the beach. If you click on the bucket, it'll scoop up some sand, click it again, scoop up some sand, click it again, it'll scoop a bit more sand, and click it again, it'll make a sandcastle.
Yeah, just some little random things, you know, just for if you're bored on Club Penguin, just go around.
Another one of the things is that, the rocking horse moves in the ski lounge. That's never happened before.
Yeah, it's just been, like, a background item. Also, in the pizza parlor and in the, gift shop in the ski lodge is, like, the cash register in the pizza parlor. Like, these little, the little
books. The pages will flip, the cash register, money will go ka-ching out. It's really just little funny flash animations that were never in Club Penguin before. And there's a rumor going around, is the next Club Penguin party going to be medieval? I don't know how that rumor got out.
Yeah, we kind of checked some websites and YouTube and stuff. Just said, like, a medieval party. You know, the Festival of Snow wasn't too long ago. Well, it kind of was, and it kind of wasn't. I think in the next 4 weeks, we're going to have a party, probably.
A bit less than 4 weeks. We'll probably be reviewing on the next show. It actually may spring on us pretty fast.
I don't know, Emilio. You know, it may in, like, the next 2 weeks. It may in the next 3 weeks. I'm not sure. We'll just have to find out. But I sure do love parties.
Yeah, hopefully there is a new one coming soon. Because the Festival of Snow was a while ago. And there was that sort of bulk where there was, like, Christmas party. Like, fiesta. Then, like, Festival of Snow. It was just, like, boom, boom, boom. You couldn't really handle the parties, but it's now just blank.
Yeah, now it's just going to be new catalogs and stuff. Okay. Yeah, in the next couple of weeks, the Furnishers catalog is going to come out soon. You know, nothing probably new, just some secret items. If you have anything, email us at clubpenguinpodcast@gmail.com.
Hopefully, there'll be, maybe if there's a medieval party, medieval furniture. Oh, also, another clue to the medieval party was the last furniture catalog. It had all the knights and the thrones and all that.
That's, yeah, all that stuff. Yeah, it kind of is.
What's going to be in the new igloo catalog?
Well, yeah, they said new flooring design. I mean, they've come up with terracotta tile, wood, what else is there? Well,
there's
I just thought of something. Yeah, carpets. I just thought of something great. What if you could have your inside, like, you already have your inside of snow, but what if it was like an ice rink and really glossy and clean? It was almost like an ice skating rink inside your house, and you could, like, run and, like, slip on it.
Oh, that'd be just the greatest. I'd buy that. I'd much prefer that over my boring wood floor.
Yeah, even if it was like 4,000 coins, that's worth a bunch.
I know. I mean, the only place else where you can ice skate is just at the ice skating rink. That's all.
Now we are 99.9% sure you can tip the iceberg.
All right, we've gotten, like, two huge evidence. A listener sent it. We'll say it at the end of the show. A really, really two cool pictures of, one was just, like, her standing in the center, and then this thing popped up, and it said, like, congratulations, you've tipped the iceberg, you collect 5,000 coins, and it had a picture of Antarctic on it, and the second picture was,
like,
it was a secret iceberg catalog.
Yeah, there's some, on the first page, we want to see the more pages of it, but on the first page, there's, like, a $60,000 party hat. I don't know who bought that. Or if anyone did. And the thing that I definitely bought, a $2,000, a 2,000 coin yellow puffle, which would be awesome.
Yeah, I haven't ever seen anyone with a yellow puffle. And it says, well, I zoomed up the picture and it said, 60,000 coins beta test party hat, meaning that may be a party hat before it comes out. But it looks like there's more pages of the catalog, like you can flip it over. And we just saw somebody wearing a scarf that looked like you'd never be able to get it before. So that may have been from the Secret Igloo catalog.
Yeah, and from the last interview we had, Logan, remember he came and he'd been like a really long time person. We even asked him and he said he's never tipped the iceberg, but he's never even seen that item before. And he's been looking through the catalog and playing for a long time.
Yeah, we're going to have lots, we've had lots of new great positive feedback about the interviews. We're going to be playing one really soon. It's with someone who has 7 accounts.
Yeah, like, I know you guys can just have 7 accounts and say, oh, they're like, I have 8 or 9. But she actually, like, updates them all and, like, has a really good
menu
system.
On each one, something like that.
Yeah, gets the items. It's quite amazing.
She has to go on each one. She also tells us a secret in the interview. Also, continuing with the iceberg thing on YouTube, there's this video. Right now, there's a link playing in the Enhanced Podcast. You can click that. It's by this guy who makes YouTube Mythbusters. And it starts out sort of negative. Like, he's sort of hosting the show. He's saying, like, penguins think there are 2 ways you can tip the iceberg. The first way is all dancing on the top or drilling. And then the second way is all on one side. And so what do you have after that, Peter?
Yeah. Well, he also had this thing when the pin was out, and we think it can only be when the pin is out, that you stand 3 inches away and start dancing.
Yeah, he also had an interview with some people that said, like, he asked them, do you think the iceberg can really tip? And they both said, like, no, instantly, like, it's all lies.
But
then
it's
he
not.
Says, but there's a third way, and he goes, and it's completely, like,
barren.
No one at the iceberg.
That's the key, have no
that's
one there.
The rule. No one there. That's, like, the official rule. The listener said 3 ways you could tip the iceberg. We tried all 3 ways, didn't work. But one of them, the one that was shown in the video, was you stand just a bit from where the pin was.
Which one person did say, and we tried it, but it didn't work, so maybe this guy's didn't work.
And he danced, and that Secret Igloo catalog appeared. So we have 2 things of evidence, meaning that means it has to be true.
Yes, and if you ever tip the iceberg and get that secret catalog, or it's like 5,000 coins or either one of those, if you get the catalog, please tell us what's on the next pages and visit them. We
or
really
just
want to
tell
know.
Us how you did it. We need to know. Like, people have been asking us, like, how do you tip the iceberg? And we're like, sorry, we don't know. We've tried several times. We can't do it.
Yeah, you know, we've been on Clipping Word a lot during the week, and we try stuff that you tell us. And thanks so much for emailing us, and keep on doing it.
Well, this podcast is getting pretty long now. We're reaching up to 22 minutes. We're now going to play the interview, the long-awaited interview. Then we're pretty much, that's going to be it. We're just going to say a huge listener feedback part.
Yeah, that's going to be that's going to be a nice one. Thanks for all you people telling us all these secrets. I know we can't put all your names on, even if you email us and say, I mean, you guys have done a lot of stuff for us and told us stuff, but we can't put all your names. We're going to put about 5 names up, probably.
It actually depends. The people who sent us mail that we already said, like, the secrets in the last show number 4, we couldn't really put their names up.
Yeah, because we already announced that. And if you're listening to our podcast really well, then you'll get it. But if you're not really, you're just kind of getting the main parts, then we won't really take your email so seriously.
But if you do, like 10 people email us all the new Pizzatrona thing, like the new stuff in the clothing catalog, we'll be saying your names. All right, so here's an interview with Clara Raposo, and her best Club Penguin account is named Nobody. Please excuse the audio quality. Once again, I couldn't bring my laptop for the interview. I have a handheld recorder, so I just had her interview her right then and there. If you still enjoy these, we have one more to put on, so email us to tell us if you enjoy them.
Okay, I'm here with Clara Raposo, and she has how many accounts?
About, like, 6 or 7.
Wow, that managing thing must come in handy in New Club Penguin.
Yeah.
Well, do you just usually play on one, or do you use all of them?
Well, when there's, like, new pins and free items, I get it for all of them, but I usually play with one called Nomadie.
Ah, so do you have puffles on all of them, or just
Well, Nomadie, she has a lot of coins. Since I'm a member, I can't use them very well, but pretty much all of them have
Puffles. Yeah, that's a good tip. Just save up, keep saving up, and then when you become a member, blow it all. It's a really good way to have a cool igloo. My friend did that, and now he has like 20 dance floors, 3 big screens. His igloo's crazy. Peter is my fellow podcaster. So do you, were all your accounts made around the same time, or did you just keep making them?
The first 4, I think, were made at the same time.
Mm.
And then the rest, when I thought of a cool name or something, I would just get a new penguin.
Yeah, I only have about 3 accounts. One I just use to take all the pictures for the podcast. The other I use so I can read the newspaper and just, I don't kill my Puffles when I'm on my main. Do you use a specific server, or do you just go on any server that's, like, not full?
If there's a server with a friend on it, yeah. I don't know, I just pick, like, Powderball or Marshmallow. Yeah.
Do all your penguins have, like, a lot of friends, or just for me?
Well, I found out that, if you let everybody click you until you can't anymore, then you, like...
Do you mean by click?
Like,
send friends invitations?
Yeah, like, yeah. So then you, like, accept all of them, and then you might get more than 100 if you...
I know. There is a 105 cheat to get 105 friends. I'm going to say that on the show. Anything else you'd like to say to him, Ben?
If you're making more than 5 accounts, you can only fit 5 accounts, 5 penguins in 1 email. So, just so you know.
That is a good tip. All right. Thanks for being on the show.
You're welcome.
All right. Well, we hope you enjoyed that interview, and now we're going to go into the listener feedback part of the show. This is probably the part you've been waiting for us to say your names, and here it is. Well, someone called Bob Monkey emailed us asking us, what's your website? A lot of people don't know this, but our website is always playing in the link in the beginning of the show, like the links in the album art. You can click on that. But if you don't have the time, you can click on, you type in as the web, cpcast.podomatic.com. That's pretty much our website. Also, if you haven't noticed, we're sort of changing the look of our show, like the different parts of the show sort of have little logos that I made on Photoshop, and we also now have a main logo.
Yeah, in the bottom corner of the iTunes, if you're listening to it on your iPod, and you have a new iPod, like a Nano, you can see it by clicking on the album art or the album art section of the iTunes.
Thank you, Chirpy ABC, for all the great tips and stuff you've sent us. You're like one of the best listeners that we have.
Yeah, if you want to, you can arrange a date with us so you can meet us on Club Penguin. And any of you guys out there, if you tell us good secrets, you can also meet us for a privilege.
Also, he told us there's a tip on Pizzarama 3000. You may want to start with the sauces first and then go to the toppings. That's a bit obvious, but yeah. All right, moving on to more listener feedback.
I'm a fun guy emailed us and gave us a great tip on how to walk on walls. First tip he sent us was, go on top of the mountain and wait until someone gets on the Bunny Hill sled track. Click on the Bunny Hill sled track as you walk there and open up the map. It will ask you if you would like to join this race and click yes. It will still show the map at this point, and then once you start moving, click anywhere on the map, but I suggest the town for your first try. It will take you out of the game and take you to your destination. Before you do anything, press the W on your keyboard and you will walk to the upper right-hand corner of the screen, walking on the walls. You can only do this once, though, so after you do it, you have to log off and log back on if you want to do it twice.
Actually, a cool thing you can do is, once you disappear sort of out of the screen, unless you're on full screen Club Penguin, you can still see yourself, you can click on a door and your penguin will walk down to that door still on the wall, and then you can just click around and you'll continue walking on walls. It's a really cool trick and a really way to fool people. It actually works, and you can see it on Club Penguin.
Well, the first person that emailed us on all the great secrets of the new catalog, there's like three people. Chirpy, you did it. But Bonnie Doggy is the one that we really got the first one from. And so here's Amelia with all the tips that she gave us for the new catalog.
Well, she told us that the new CP is a shrimp and it's in the dance lounge. But she told us the secret items in the new clothing catalog. This is what all you guys have probably been waiting for. The green bow tie is in the collar of the leprechaun tuxedo. The 3D glasses are in the winter boots. You have to first click on one and then the next one. And the red and blue Viking helmets are on the pizza platter. This is a bit complicated, but you can still get the gold helmet now. All you gotta do is click on the pizza platter. The fish appears. Click on the fish one more time. The helmet will appear on that little fish. You click on the red helmet. Close it three times if you want to get to the blue one. Click on the helmet again. It will become the blue one. Now, if you want to get the really expensive 1,500 gold one, you then click on the coffee mug. Or coffee pot, one of those things. It's on the same page. Well, that's all the things she found out. It's really cool. And what do you think about these new secret items, Peter?
Well, you know, I'm happy that they're coming out with the gold Viking helmet. But also, then again, I got it last time, and I'd wish that they just kept it in one catalog. All the leprechaun stuff is kind of cool.
Well, I think they're really preparing for spring, for St. Patrick's Day. And also, I think they're actually going to keep the blue and gold Viking helmet, sort of like they keep the Viking helmet in the catalog.
Yeah, always the red ones in there. And also, the 3D glasses are a great new addition because I've never had those before, and I've been playing for a year now in Club Penguin.
Yeah, actually, my penguin's birthday is coming up on the 19th, my penguin's first birthday, and I don't know when Peter's is. He can look back in his emails and probably find it.
Yeah, I think mine's just like a month younger than Emilio's.
Yeah, I've finally persuaded Peter to join on. But I think the 3D glasses are really great. They used to just be in the catalog, but now they're hidden. And the newspaper hat, they finally brought that out, as you know. All right, that's all the clothing catalog secrets there is this month. Well, Icicle1010 emailed us in that cool iceberg tipping discussion thing, and, well, it was great. She sent us the two pictures, the clothing catalog, and, what's on Arctic saying, congratulations, you've tipped the iceberg, you get 5,000 coins. And she sent us another picture. We asked for maybe another picture, and, she sent us another picture. She said it probably wasn't gonna be so useful, but she's gonna try to tip the iceberg again. It's her trying to tip the iceberg. So right now in the Enhanced Podcast, it's showing the pictures of the super secret iceberg catalog, and, the Antarctic thing saying 5,000 coins.
Caratori, thanks for emailing us, and you told us all the great secrets as well, but we already had them. But just to tell you, thanks a lot.
Yeah, a lot of people emailed those in. We'll just say the names. All right, well, we're gonna now be moving on. We got another glitch. This wasn't emailed in. Peter and I just knew this glitch for a while, and we decided to say it on the show. Well, I was walking around Club Penguin, and guess what I saw? Two black penguins floating in the air, and their hats sort of floating along with them. They were tour guide hats, and they were sort of floating down to the ground. The tour guide hats were sort of making these weird sort of like dancing, bowing motions while the penguins are just hovering in the air. I couldn't understand this. There was like 200 penguins crying around them like, how do you do it? How do you do it? I bet they were getting all sorts of friends invitations, but
yeah, the way we found it out was they were wearing maracas before we saw them do it. So if you have some clothes on and then you put on the maracas, Amelia will explain a little more.
Well, it isn't exactly the maracas. It's a really simple cheat, and all you gotta do is pretty much you wear either nothing. It depends what you wanna wear. You wear nothing or actually you wanna wear a lot of clothes for this. In the beginning, you wear a lot of clothes. Then click on your penguin and either take all his clothes off or just leave him with just like one or two articles of clothing on. While you're still editing your penguin, you want to then make him sit and then make him dance and he'll stand up. And then let's say I had like a rock star and the leprechaun suit and all that. That'll just be floating in midair, but then your penguin will be dancing. So it sort of looks like this invisible, like, corpse thing floating in front of your penguin. But then we tried it, and no other penguin could see it. So I don't exactly know how they did the tour guides did the hat thing. If you do know, we'll be very happy and say it on the next show if you email us at clubpenguinpodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah, I mean, this cheat's awesome. It's as good as the Walking in the Walnuts, because, like, your clothes are, like, floating midair.
Yeah, and you're dancing around. Also, we're really sorry that the podcast sort of came out late. It was really supposed to come out Saturday, but then it was Peter's birthday.
Yeah, so we had a party.
And then Sunday, Peter had this track meet thing. It was sort of all day.
Yeah, and then we tried to do it Sunday night, but we did about 20 minutes of it, and then that's what we're doing right now. So thanks a lot, though, for still listening.
And then on Monday, Peter had baseball and a lot of homework. And so finally, today, we're sitting down to finish off the rest of the podcast. So that's about all the cheats we've accumulated. We're now going to move on to the rumors. There's always that going on rumor of the ninjas. Well, I don't know about this, but it seemed like the dojo could be turned into a ninja place. I'm looking it up in the dictionary right now. And it says, dojo, a room or a hall in which judo and other martial arts are practiced. What do you think about this?
Yeah, you know, like karate or maybe something like that. They've just got to have something. And there's been this other rumor, which actually is true, and I've seen, like, two penguins with a ninja mask. And if you click on the front page on the end of the nightclub, this little penguin that, you know, the little penguin that pops up before he says play now, actually, if you click on that, it will turn black and have a little black ninja mask. We've had emails say if you click on the
green puffle
in the puffle catalog for 30 minutes. We haven't tried it yet. If any of you try it and do it for like 30 minutes, you might have to do it twice or something because I think it's just a luck bid. But if you do it, you get like a ninja mask, and maybe they've got to do something with the dojo because, you know, very few people are going in there. No one really cares about it.
That's just sitting around. It's not really a fun place. I think the secret agent thing may be like... Well, the ninja thing may be out of that secret agent catalog, the fish.
Yeah, possibly.
Like, the goggles used to be an exclusive item. Maybe a ninja mask will become an exclusive item.
I don't think so, because, you know, it's so many, like, 95% of the people are secret agents, so it's, like, too easy for everyone to get that.
Well, moving on to the next rumor. Of course, there's that going on rumor of the next party is going to be medieval. There's not much evidence to back this up, but it does seem like a good party for Club Penguin. Another rumor is, are there going to be double-colored penguins?
Yeah, I mean, if you look in the bottom of the bottom left-hand corner, well, Emilio has made some double penguins that we can show you. And that'd be really cool if you get two colors, because, you know, if you're a non-member, you have nothing whatsoever. You're just one color, and you might as well just, like, not even go out, because you have no clothing, you're just only one color.
Yeah, but... And two-color penguins would be like that white belly. All the bellies are white, so why not just color up that belly? I took a couple of screenshots of blank penguins and colored up their bellies. It's playing in the Enhanced Podcast now, just a little preview. Maybe I'd look. It'd be a great new addition to Club Penguin. I mean, it's something like you only have 20 colors now, but to get the combination, it's like 20 times 20. That's a huge amount, so...
Yeah, I mean, they did come out with the lime green... And now I hope they come out with the lavender pretty soon. That color party that I went to wasn't the best. It was an only members party, which has been the only members party lately. And I kind of like those because only members are allowed and they only get the special items. And there was, if you never went there, there was a green cape, a lime green cape, and the new color so you could wear it all around town.
And the last rumor is Club Penguin going to expand. I mean, we're sort of out of rooms here. I mean... What's drawn on the map was the beach. That was already taken up with the lighthouse and all. And there's no more rooms for Club Penguin ads, meaning the game rate may slow down, so...
Yeah, you know, they're number one on Miniclip, but if they don't get some new stuff in, you know, like, big stuff, not just, like, catalogs and stuff, but, like, new games, which they did come out with, so I'm not expecting, like, another one this week or anything. But, you know, just some new stuff to keep players playing. Like, maybe Rockhopper Island, you could visit that or something like that, because... Just the same thing, you know, like the iceberg's kind of fun, but kind of boring. And then maybe somewhere around there, the member, if you look on the map, there's the member igloos part. It may be like a little part of town in there, You know, there's not many places where you can do stuff. Maybe the ice rink could have something you could actually play, like a game for coins.
Well, they used to actually have the scoreboards up even after the sports party, but now they took those down. I don't know why they did them.
Those were fun. I actually played there.
Yeah, he was really good at them. Some rumors going around, they say that either there's that big empty space, like, in between the town and the mountains. That could be filled up. Clippingwood could expand there.
Yeah, just like the dojo where that is.
And then there's that big old, like, you could go over the mountains. That'd be a great place. Like, that's infinite for Club Penguin there. You can just go over the mountains. You have infinite space.
Yeah, if you remember the mission from G, the latest one, which is actually pretty old now, you actually got into the wilderness. Maybe they could put something back there.
That's it for this episode of Club Penguin Podcast. We hope you enjoy it. And our next episode may be coming out around the 16th. It may be a bit delayed.
Yeah, well, maybe a little more. Maybe we're going to wait a couple Fridays. This Friday coming up, today's Tuesday, the 6th, and then after that, and then maybe next Friday, so we can have more things to talk about. This is one of our most longest podcasts ever, so we have a lot to talk about.
Yeah, hopefully the next show, maybe on the 16th, maybe on the 19th, that's my penguin's birthday, so we hope you can wait till then, and until then, keep all listener feedback coming. Remember, the email is clubpenguinpodcast@gmail.com, and the podcast, the website is cpcast.podomatic.com. Feel free to email us anytime, and don't forget about that igloo contest.
Yeah, it's going to be a good one, and there's good prizes for all the places. Not like prizes we're going to send you, but you'll get to meet us and stuff like that, and you'll be on the show a lot.
One more thing for the contest. If you win the contest, you notice on our site, there's sort of that blank strip where it says our name. If you win, I'm going to merge the three igloos in a one big banner, and then we'll post that up on our site. So pretty much your igloos will then be on our site's banner.
Here's the new Pizza Runner 3000 music.
And the Pizza Parlor music. So until the next show, waddle on!